This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The number of possibly explosive packages addressed to high-profile Democrats and other critics of President Trump that have been recovered now number 12. The FBI confirming an 11th package has been recovered in Florida. It was addressed to New Jersey Democratic Senator Cory Booker. A 12th package found at a New York City post office. It was addressed to ex-National Intel Chief James Clapper. The New York City Police Commissioner says...
I can say with certainty, we will identify and arrest a person or people responsible.
President Trump's reportedly planning to block just about all immigrants seeking asylum at the U.S.-Mexico border, with reports he'll sign an executive action to make it extremely difficult for migrants from Central America to get into the U.S. Sources say the details should be finalized by next week. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM.
National Security Advisor John Bolton says the White House has invited Russia's President Vladimir Putin to Washington. Bolton making the announcement hours ago at a news conference in the former Soviet Republic of Georgia, but not saying if Putin has accepted the invitation yet. The two leaders do plan to meet in Paris on November 11th during an event to commemorate the end of World War I. Virginia's Attorney General, the latest to launch an investigation into sexual abuse by clergy in the Catholic Church. Virginia's AG Mark Herring saying yesterday,
"This is about identifying people in positions of trust and power who have engaged in predatory acts or who have turned a blind eye or work to cover it up."
Herring saying his office decided to investigate it after a Pennsylvania grand jury report was recently released, saying that there were more than 300 predatory priests who abused more than 1,000 children in that state over the years. And this is USA Radio News.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
Less than 2 weeks to the midterm elections, and in Missouri, the Democratic incumbent U.S. Senator Claire McCaskill squared off against her Republican challenger Josh Hawley yesterday in a debate in Kansas City. Hawley here discussing his position on gun safety.
We have a national background check system, but currently has a huge loophole. It does not include mental health records. We should include mental health records in the background check system.
Here, McCaskill refutes Hawley's claim at the debate that she has opposed President Trump on every one of his priorities.
I voted for two-thirds of his judicial nominees. I voted for more than half of his cabinet members. He has signed into law 38 pieces of my legislation. Clearly, we agree on some things.
Recent polls showing McCaskill and Hawley locked in a very tight race. The outcome could determine which party ends up controlling the U.S. Senate. And just getting word that the nation's economy grew faster than expected in the year's third quarter, the Commerce Department just reporting that the first estimate for third quarter growth shows GDP growing by 3.5%. That's slightly better than the 3.3% analysts were forecasting. You can find us online anytime at usaradio.com. Again, that's usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Hey, we're back with you, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Michael Dougherty over there, president and CEO of LabMD, an Atlanta-based clinical and anatomic medical laboratory with a national client base. Did I say that, client base?
We know what you meant.
Exactly. Well, thank you. I appreciate it. How you doing, buddy?
I am well. I'm in the belly of the beast in Washington, D.C.
Are you dodging packages? I mean, hey, what is, I mean, here it is, these packages, they didn't have a detonator on it. They went to all these supposed Democrats. And, you know, and I'm thinking maybe Elizabeth Warren is going, hey, wait a minute, I didn't get a package. Where's my package? You know, Cory Booker, Spartacus was out of it, and maybe he sent himself the package. I don't know. Maybe
evidently, Christmas isn't over, though, because we just discovered that Brennan got one, and the news has gone crazy. But, you know, I call me a cynic, but first we go, Kavanaugh, that didn't work. Caravan, that's not working. Let's send a, so we'll see. We'll just see how slow-walky this gets before we find out what it could have, should have.
Well, you think the Democrats would at least by now know how to spell Debbie Wasserman Schultz's name, right?
Oh, if they have half a brain, they'll want to forget that part. So let's cut them some slack. I mean, okay. It is approaching the holidays.
Well, yeah, and they are deranged right now. I mean, the thing is, it's so amazing, Michael. Don't you love it when they're talking about, you know, President Trump and all this vitriol and everything that's being raised? But it's like they forget all the things that they've been saying and doing. But, you know, the left has not been reporting at all on how many attacks on Republicans. I mean, there's probably been at least 36 attacks that have all been ignored. I mean, everything from, you know, a congressman getting beat up in his front yard, a senator, and, you know, who's still dealing with it. Scalise, of course, still can't even walk. And, you know, the guy's hobbling down the road and they're attacking him. I mean, come on. He's probably thinking, you know, maybe I need to, you know, go find another job here or something. And at every turn, you've got all this this angst coming from the left. And then they go on their respective channels and say, well, the right needs to really get their act together and be more peaceable. And they go, wait a minute, you know, the violence is coming, you know, coming from the left. You know, certainly I can appreciate it, whatever they can say about Donald Trump and his tweets and things that he have said in the past. But it's like, forget about what the left is doing. I mean, they're doubling, tripling, quadrupling down on this violence and then claiming some sort of higher ground.
It is a bit of a pattern, isn't it? And it's patronizing to the public. It's also exposing the media. And the desperation is pretty unbelievable. But I always used to think, well, we'll get past this. I don't know where their boundary is. I don't know when they hit the low. I don't know. They obviously have no disregard for the structure of our government or the process of our government, since they wanted to completely ignore due process with Kavanaugh.
Right. Election. You know, forget the election.
Exactly.
Yeah, all those millions of votes. We'll just ignore those. And you know, our candidate didn't get into the Oval Office, so we're going to pitch a fit.
And that because we know we're right, and this is so important, that the ends justify the means. Yeah. And it's really scary because the thing about the media is people's survival and credibility is on the line. And so the stakes keep getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And so lying doesn't matter in journalism. All the sophisticated tricks of deception, the magnifying glass of the camera that comes close to a small crowd and doesn't say it's a small crowd, but lets you believe, therefore, and jump to conclusions, a big crowd, for example, and then they are silent, so they say there's no lie, because they're masters of deception and half-truths. Right. And so it's not really a lie. It is a lie through omission and deception. And the ratings are so low. It's really amazing, the powerful but minority group of establishment people, although it's not a small minority, that just are holding on for survival. That's why we see this level of viciousness, because you corner an animal, you're going to get a rabid fight, and it's a war. It's not just a disagreement.
Well, and the thing is, Michael, and that's a good point. They cornered themselves. It isn't like the Republicans really. I mean, I hate to tell you guys, Republicans aren't that smart to corner you. You guys just cornered yourself, right?
That is so true. I mean, the Republican establishment, are you kidding me? They're so terrified of cracking an eggshell that they would never take on. And they're indifferent and just the way they exploited everything as well. Allow this thing to morph for decades. I mean, this is a big dismantling we're going through. It's not just a blip on the screen. This thing has been allowed to grow really for a century, and it's just a big behemoth, and it's going to take a while. And you're seeing it. I mean, it's kind of like, we throw the stain on all of it, and whatever shows up radioactive is part of the establishment. And those tentacles aren't just, it's in law, it's in business, it's in big business, it's in government, it's in bureaucracy. I mean, it's all over.
The House of Cards had to come down. And, go back, Michael, it started with Dr. Ben Carson. Remember at that President's Prayer Breakfast when he's talking about political correctness? I mean, here is another black guy in the presence of the black president, if we can say this, and he's calling it out for what it is.
Away from him, right?
I mean, but it was like, well, not only him, but everybody else, all these dogmatic, liberals that want to sit there, and he's just laying it out and just going, and what happened is Common Sense America, Main Street America goes, well, yeah. I mean, they responded so much. So they says, look at Ben Carson for president. And then you get Donald Trump up in, who is in and of himself, comes in and says, okay, I think the country's ready. Let's turn the tables upside down. And he's moved everybody's cheese, and they're all upset. And it really is amusing. You've got to just sit back and watch this. If you take it too seriously and you try to get inside the bubble of it, you're going to drive yourself nuts, and you're going to be deranged like everybody else. But sit back and enjoy the entertainment. I mean, this is reality TV, Oval Office style,
Exactly. And it's the observer really should take heart and watch this and really learn from it. I say all the parents out there just need to remember, what were my children like when they were between 2 and 3? And that's what we're dealing with on a cultural level. It is a magical thinking temper tantrum. And your kid would sit there with their hand in the cookie jar, and it'd be stuck with the lid on it, and they would look you dead in the face and go, my hand's on the cookie jar. And that is what's happening right now. They're not catching it. And I mean, it's just gaslighting. It's amazing. It's stressful to me because I feel like this is just before the 2016 election. The difference is that the left didn't know what was coming.
Right.
This time they do. And so I'm hoping we're having another round of the same where the polls are slanted. And, DeSantis has got to win in Florida.
Right.
The thing is,
not only DeSantis, but there's other things as well. I mean, everybody wants to give, Ocasio-Cortez, she's going to be in there, which is, okay, all right. Well, it's all part of the recipe, part and parcel, but it's what reflects the culture right now. And, you know, we'll see, you know, already even on the campaign trail, her policies and her expression of her policies, you know, they don't weigh any water, but yet the mainstream media will be happy to carry for her and offer up the delusion that it works. Michael Dougherty is with us. We've got more from Michael on the other side of the break. Stay with us. 15.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Famous Footwear supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
We the people. Listen to Bill Martinez live.
Nobody loves me like you love me, Jesus. I stand in awe of your amazing ways. I worship you as long as I am breathing. God, you are faithful and true. Nobody loves me.
Bill Martinez live.
Yeah, don't take this stuff too seriously, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, you got to remember there is a higher calling and more important things. You just got to just, enjoy it and be amused at the insanity, as Michael Dougherty was saying, is that, you know, it's like 2 and 3 year olds and they're in the room and there's no question that our culture is begging for an adult, Michael. You know, it's like, please give us an adult in the room here that can kind of square this away. But in the meantime, we'll sit back. We'll be amused. Michael Dougherty is in Washington, D.C., the belly of the beast, having a good time. Now, you're there for a good cause, though.
Yeah, I'm on the advisory board of Turning Point USA, which everyone might know, Charlie Kirk, and Candace Owen, who's amazing.
Right.
And this weekend we have the Young Black Leadership Summit, and we had 300 fully sponsored and, you know, flights inbound. And it bloomed. The demand was so big, we have 400. And they're at the White House today.
Well, good.
All those great young leaders are at the White House, and then we have the great conference tonight, tomorrow.
Well, maybe they can be the adults in the room. I mean, these young kids that are coming up, I mean, they get it, and, you know, they're looking at this stuff and going, wow, the adults are...
Well, I mean, these black leadership young people are amazing. They're very inspirational because they're sharp, they're aware, they're not naive, they're standing back observing, and they're taking notes. And it's really, really cool.
Wow. Well, that's good. Well, congratulations, and you know, for all these kids. And I'll tell you, we got leaders, you know, American leaders, young leaders that are coming up. And you know, Michael, I only flinch a little bit, and I hope you can appreciate it. Is that you know the bifurcation of Americans by race and that? I long for the day, I guess, like Martin Luther King, that we can just we can be Americans first, because I think that's what we've let go in this process that we've gotten. We've been so tribalized that we're in our respective corners, as opposed to realizing, above all, we're Americans. I mean, we're Americans believing in the American dream, what the founding fathers presented for us in the Constitution. And what a great document and a great premise here that has served our country so well for hundreds of years. And are there things to tie up and get better and realize, hey, we've made some mistakes along the way? Certainly. But this is and I'm sure when you see these young leaders coming up, you go, you know what, America is in good hands.
Yeah, because you know that the conflict and the debate is not the issue. It doesn't have to be neat and tidy. As a matter of democracies, republics, they're supposed to be messy, but they're not supposed to be dirty, and they're not supposed to be deceptive. And there's a difference, and the boundaries that are crossed in civil discourse are just imploding before our eyes when you shred people for sport. Right. It is beyond, and you ignore due process just for your team.
Exactly.
And you play every psychological manipulative game, and you ignore the government structure that is for a civil society. We can't get anywhere like this. This is like an emerging country junk.
Right.
You know,
well, and the thing is, what you happen, at what cost, you abandon the number one reason for government to exist, and that's for its national security, protect its citizens. And look what's going on. As you write about, you got China, Russia eavesdropping on Trump phone calls.
Yeah.
I mean, that stuff's by the wayside now. That's irrelevant, because we'd much rather argue about who got a package, who didn't get a package, Spartacus moments, and and that the left is claiming some sort of higher ground of civility and ignoring all the uncivil things that they've been doing.
Right, but also let's not take the bait on that, if I may interject. It's because the New York Times is trying to psychologically project. It's the massive, I know you are, but what am I thing,
yes,
with his phone and the Chinese. I mean, come on. This has been going on forever, way before, and Trump is not doing that at that level. But they make this narrative up, and the intelligence community always keeps its mouth shut because they can't respond to every stupid thing. And I actually think I'm going to create a coffee table book. I'll probably get rich on that and retire. Mm-hmm. Of all the biased, bogus, comedic headlines of the New York Times, I think it would be, you know, because the way they word things right now is it's just an eye roll. I mean, it's just
Well, at the expense of their credibility, Michael. I mean, this is, I mean, we're talking an institution here. And the New York Times is like, Lord help them. I mean, they're, you know, for all the resources and smart people they got over there, I mean, they're putting this all at risk, are they not?
Well, they get away with it. I mean, this is what's going on. So the thing is, when you stretch your boundaries and no one slaps your hand, mm-hmm. you stay out there, and you stay out there, and you stay out there, and you keep going farther and farther.
Exactly.
And then you become an echo chamber and a niche. And that's a downside of everything that's gone on here. And, you know, you got people like George Soros funding things that are business losers that don't have a real big majority push, but his money's so huge, he influences on that. And that's the thing with the New York Times. It's so huge. They've got a lot of fat on the meat. They can get away with a lot of it. Mm-hmm. And it's such an echo chamber culture there. It really is just...
Yeah, but meanwhile, they blatantly ignore the former Secretary of State and how many of her phone calls and emails were intercepted.
Right. I mean,
I guess you can't talk about that. That's real news. So.
No, that's right. And back it up. And really, it's not to the baby out the bathwater on this. It's mm-hmm. crazy. But, you know, what do I expect? I mean, look, they understand. They are pandering to people that don't pay attention, that just skim the surface. And there's a lot of people that do that. Mm-hmm. And what I've also learned since Romney lost, more than I really want to admit, what terrifies me, is that people really will put their world view and they will protect it big time. And
no
they'll
question.
Insulate themselves even more when this type of clear evidence that bangs them in the head. And it's just like reason versus screaming.
Michael, I was at a dinner party the other night and talking with some, you know, very dear liberal friends, love them to death, and and they want to talk about the Kavanaugh hearing. They bring up the Kavanaugh hearing, and it was like they were so vacant of the facts. It was unbelievable what they didn't know and the narrative that they hung on to. And you go, wait a minute, I'm seeing this as you are. What is it? Well, how could you miss all these obvious discrepancies in what happened, you know? And, of course, the first thing is the, you know, people want to say, well, she was so credible. I go, what does credible mean? Let's define credible, okay?
This is because we don't educate people about our courts and judicial system and civics anymore. And so they don't. Here's the irony. The left that has screamed and yelled for access and civil rights and fairness in the judicial system and tells movie after movie story of Mississippi burning has decided suddenly that they don't want due process and they want to have innuendo and unverified accusation is perfectly enough to get up and everyone rip a human being to shreds. Forget his children.
Right.
Forget the family.
Right.
I mean, and they don't understand how that boomerangs because they're a frothing mob.
Right.
And even
their own champion that they bring in, you know, now batting, let's bring Dr. Ford in here, and they throw her under the bus.
Because
of what you said, the ends justify the means. So if she's collateral damage, that's okay. If the woman's movement, if the hashtag Me Too movement is lost in the process and compromised, I mean, that's okay, right?
Right, and don't expect Vanity Fair to write a story about how she was abandoned anytime soon is out there now alone in Northern California wondering what the hell she just did.
And looking for a third door.
Because no one's going to return her phone calls now. They're done with her.
Yeah, exactly. Just tossed aside like, some useful idiot, I guess, as they say. So, I don't know. Well, Michael, and meanwhile, we've got the caravan rolling toward our southern border. And probably like you, I say, lock it up. Lock up the gates for a while. Let's get our handle on this stuff. Michael Dougherty, always good to have your insight and your perspective, buddy. Appreciate it. Thank you for being with us. All right, take care. Have a good one.
You too.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. As the hot weather subsides, Americans are trading beaches for pumpkin patches and preparing to splurge on fall travel and activities. According to a Bank of America survey, Americans plan to spend an average of $960 on seasonal events this autumn. Jason Gaughan, Bank of America executive.
Fall has no shortage of food and travel activities, so you'll want to have a credit card that rewards your seasonal spending. With the Bank of America Premium Rewards credit card, you earn an unlimited 2 points for every dollar you spend on dining and travel purchases, and 1.5 points for every dollar you spend on all other purchases. These rewards can be used towards upcoming holiday gifts and travel. Even sweeter, if you're a Bank of America Preferred Rewards client, you earn an additional 25 to 75% rewards bonus on every purchase.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/getmorerewards.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The number of possibly explosive packages addressed to high-profile Democrats and other critics of President Trump that have been recovered now number 12. The FBI confirming an 11th package has been recovered in Florida. It was addressed to New Jersey Democratic Senator Cory Booker. A 12th package found at a New York City post office. It was addressed to ex-National Intel Chief James Clapper. The New York City Police Commissioner says...
I can say with certainty, we will identify and arrest the person or people responsible.
President Trump's reportedly planning to block just about all immigrants seeking asylum at the U.S.-Mexico border, with reports he'll sign an executive action to make it extremely difficult for migrants from Central America to get into the U.S. Sources say the details should be finalized by next week. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Seema Verma is joining us once again. We missed her so much, and she's got some great news to talk about here. Seema, of course, the administrator for the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. Seema, welcome back. How are you?
I'm great, and I feel especially good because we've got such good news today.
Well, tell us about this, because President Trump proposed on Thursday that Medicare pay for certain prescription drugs based on the prices paid in other advanced industrial countries. What does this mean for Medicare recipients?
Well, it's going to mean that they're going to pay lower prices. We did a report, which we issued yesterday, and what that report showed is that Americans are paying more for their drugs in this country, and we've all known that. But what this report found is that on average, the United States is paying 180% more, and in some cases, more than 400% more than the international average. And these are for drugs that you get in your doctor's office. So it's physician-administered drugs. And in this part of the Medicare program, we are just a price taker. There's no negotiation that goes on. And that's hard for patients because they're ending up paying 20% of these costs. Mm-hmm. And so what the president said is it's time for the rest of the world to help support innovation, and that it's not fair to American taxpayers, not fair to our seniors that are having to pay these higher prices. And so what his proposal will do is it'll essentially phase in what we pay for our drugs using what the costs are overseas. So essentially over 5 years, we're going to lower prices by about 30%. Mm-hmm. This is going to save about $7.2 billion for taxpayers, and for patients that are getting these drugs, it's about $3.4 billion. The idea here is to keep our doctors whole, This isn't going to impact patient access to their medications at all. The only, you know, impact that patients should feel is that they're going to be paying lower prices.
Mm-hmm. Well, and what you point out, Seema, is something that Americans have complained about for a long time. And, you know, thank God somebody's listening and doing something about it. I mean, America has been the R&D paid-for source for everybody else around the world, have we not?
That's exactly it. And what we're saying is that the world needs to help pay for innovation. It cannot just be on the backs of American taxpayers and on the backs of our seniors. And, you know, really, if you look at what pharma spends on R&D, and you look at what this proposal is going to save about $17.2 billion. And that's really only 1% of their entire budget. So, mm-hmm. you know, you might hear claims that this is going to impact innovation, and the reality is that's not true. I think that our pharmaceutical companies are perfectly capable of figuring out how to make up that 1%. But the important thing here is that we want to make sure that Americans are getting the best deal possible.
Well, you have to believe that if the expense for R&D is now shared worldwide, then how would Big Pharma be impacted negatively?
Well, you know, from our calculations, we show that this would only impact their R&D budgets by about 1%. And so, you know, it'll be up to them to renegotiate their contracts with other countries. And we think that they should be capable of making up that 1%. But the important thing is that our seniors and our Medicare beneficiaries get lower prices.
Exactly. Well, as we've seen this president do, he's pretty good at negotiating. I guess if Big Pharma needs some help, maybe he can come alongside and help them renegotiate with these other nations for, you know, a minor amount of percentage to make up, as you say. Explain to us, Seema, you put together, I guess, a demonstration, a project covering half the country. How this works out, because you said Medicare would establish an international pricing index. Explain to our audience how that works.
Essentially what that means is that we're going to phase in the prices that people are paying overseas to lower our prices. So over a five-year period, we would essentially see prices go down. So at the end of the five-year period, it would probably be about a 30% reduction on average.
So this is how this would work, and Of course, Medicare's payments for select physician-administered drugs would shift to a level more closely aligned with prices in other countries, right?
That's exactly it. And, you know, this is a demonstration. So what we're doing at this phase is that we've put together a proposal, and we're asking stakeholders to weigh in on this. We want to make sure that we get this right. Our intention is to make sure that patients are protected, that they continue to have access to high-quality, affordable medications. We want to keep doctors whole, and we want to make the system work better. So we're trying to be as, you know, less disruptive in terms of the distribution system and how physicians are getting their medications and how and, you know, ensuring that patients are getting access. So at this point, this is a proposal. We've put it out there. We want to hear from people about how we can strengthen the proposal.
Exactly. Well, it's always better when we're working together and in a broader breadth of counselors. We're assured, you know, better success here. I'm sure when HHS Secretary Alex Azar, you know, echoed the President Trump promise that he would bring down drug prices and put America's patients first, that this was music to Medicare's ears, right?
Absolutely. And this is just another example of the president's commitment and the president delivering on his promises.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's been a number of actions that we've taken around drug pricing. I mean, he just signed a law that wouldn't allow gag clauses because we know that there were you know, some pharmacies that weren't allowed to tell their patients where they could get a better deal or get the same drug for a lower cost. And so he signed that into law, so that's been very helpful. And we've also made a number of changes in the Medicare program to strengthen the negotiating power of our Part D plans. And all of that is designed to lower prices for seniors. So there's, you know, I think this is one part. This was in our Part B program, and that's where there's physician-administered drugs. That part of the program, there was no negotiation going on at all. And so, you know, we're going to continue this effort. I think what you've seen is a steady stream of action from the president and from the administration around lowering drug prices. There really has not been a president that has taken this much action in this short of a period of a time.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, again, the president's very committed to this issue. He understands that Americans are tired of paying higher prices when they get their drugs at the pharmacy counter.
Exactly. Well, as you state, and your quote was, in an era where the pharmaceutical industry is pricing drugs at levels approaching $1 million and jeopardizing the future of our safety net programs, the time has come to fix the perverse incentives in the Medicare program that are fueling price increases. I mean, this really says it very aptly, does it not?
Yeah, and that's exactly it. You know, since I've been in office, just this last year and a half, I've seen price tags of almost $1 million. So there's no way that the Medicare program can continue to just be a price taker. We have got to do something here, and the president's taking action. This is very bold leadership. It's a big step, and I think it's going to, you know, help sustain and strengthen the Medicare program over the long term.
Mm-hmm. Well, as again, we want to remind our listeners, this is a proposal. There's a lot of energy behind this. So this looks like this could very well happen, and something that, as you have projected, will be phased in over a 5-year period. So do you think this is something that passes maybe over lame duck, or when are we going to be able to actually start seeing this being enacted, Seema?
Well, this isn't something that we need legislation for. We have the authority to enact these demonstration projects, if you will. So the way this works is we're putting this proposal out for comment. We're going to listen to what we hear from our stakeholders because we want to make sure that this works for doctors, works for patients, and that we're delivering lower prices to our beneficiaries. So we're going to take input. And then we will put out our final proposal. And, you know, this is something that could be enacted at the end of 2019 or early 2020. Mm-hmm. But this does not require congressional action because it is a demonstration project. And that's why it's only going to be in half the country. And it'll give us an opportunity to study the impact of the program. Now, Congress could step in and decide to just do this, but at CMS, this is all that we have the authority to do, which is to enact a demonstration project, essentially.
Well, this is moving along fairly quickly, all things considered, Seema. What's the big takeaway, and where can people go for more information on this?
Well, they can always go to our website for more information. You know, the big takeaway here is that the president is committed to delivering on his promise to lower the cost of prescription drugs. And it's time that the rest of the world start are paying for innovation, and we shouldn't have to pay higher prices than the rest of the world does.
Yeah, without a doubt. Seema Verma, Administrator for the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. Seema, as always, we appreciate all your help in keeping us up to date. Take care.
My pleasure, Bill. Thank you.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? As a Christian, are you looking for health care that doesn't violate your morals and convictions? Well, we're happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded Christians that work together to pay for their medical costs. It allows you to decide how, when, and where you will access your health care, so you can make the best choice for you and your family. Starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all the kids. This is how healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-585-4237. That number again, 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs, because this is the way it should be. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Money, money, money. Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. That's 888-794-1645. NMLS number 1136.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour. And McElhinney joins us now. And I'll tell you, I've been wanting to speak with Ann. We've been talking over the years since we first started discussing Gosnell. First, it was a book. Then we were crowdfunding. And it's just been an exciting ride, Ann, to see the movie now come to fruition and be on the big screen.
Oh, yeah, thanks be to God. I mean, it's been really tough. I mean, as you say, you know, you've been there along with us on this incredible journey 4 years later now.
Mm-hmm.
The film is eventually there, and the response has been, I mean, breathtaking. I can't even begin to tell you the kind of letters, the kind of messages we're getting from people all over the country. The response is extraordinary, but the opposition is also extraordinary.
Yes.
And we've had situations where the movie is doing really well, like in New York City, they dropped
mm-hmm.
us. Where the
yes.
film was doing really well here in Los Angeles, in Burbank, they dropped
mm-hmm.
us. I mean, and they dropped us, and we were doing so well. We were like number 8 in a,
yes.
in a theater where there were 30 screens. I mean, that is incredible for a small independent movie. And they're dropping us. So,
right.
you know, it's so important that people go out and see the movie. And don't wait. You know, I've heard it's been disheartening a few times to hear people saying, I'm waiting, I'm going to go in a couple of weeks. No, you can't go in a couple of weeks. You have to go
no.
today.
That's right.
You have to go tomorrow. You've got to go this weekend, you know, because otherwise it won't be retained. We're down to about less than 500 theaters now. We started in about nearly 700.
Mm-hmm.
And they're dropping theaters, and they're using any excuse to do so, even in places where we're successful. So while the film is on, I would really urge people to try and go and see it. We've had no negative messages from people. People have been really overwhelmed and inspired. Because sometimes I think, you know, maybe your listeners are nervous and they think, oh, my God, I can't watch something like that.
Mm.
You know what? You can. You totally
yes.
can. And in fact, actually, if anything, what you're left with at the end of the film is an inspirational sense of the fact of the goodness of the detective who put this guy away, the assistant district attorneys who investigated the crimes. And in the end, you know, ultimately what you're doing is witnessing to these lives that were lost. And that is incredibly important.
Well, as one audience member said to me in tears, Anne, she says, I'm naming
Baby A. Baby A needs a name. That's how she was touched. And it was very, needless to say, very emotional. And it was a privilege to be able to talk to some of the audience members and capture their responses. Because this movie, as you say, is so profound. And it really brings to light the, you know, what political correctness has done and the kind of damage. I mean, and you'd think that, especially for some politicos, that say they're so concerned about women's rights. Are you telling me a woman has a right to be murdered and abused?
Yeah.
Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah, and you're so right, and I'm so glad you shared that message that you had from a listener. And we got a message today. We got an amazing letter. It's too long for me to read out to you, but a woman who had brought herself and five people had gone to see the movie 10 days ago. But and she was, you know, really, you know, was very, very moved about the life and death of baby boy A. But then her own grandchild, Russell, I'm going to get upset just telling this, but anyway, her grandchild, Russell, didn't make it and had died. And she bought 6 tickets in memory of his life because her daughter has had a couple of miscarriages. Mm-hmm. And now this little boy has died. But she said that how moving it was in the hospital, how beautifully her letter was about how beautifully the child was treated in the hospital by the nurses, by the funeral undertakers who came to take care of him. And she said she just thought that baby boy, you know, had never gotten any of that. So, and I wrote to her and I just said to her that he'll be memorialized forever because of this movie, because of people, you know, like your listener, like this lady who wrote to us today, who will remember him. And for those who haven't seen the movie, this is what this is what's important, is that these lives that are lost will be remembered, and the people who made sure Gosnell stopped killing, are remembered. But also, that people recognize that this is what is going on in America. Mm-hmm. This is going on, and people need to know, and people need to be informed. And we've noticed with all the stories and all the places I've been, even people who are really pro-life, they don't know the story. People not know the details. They don't know that you can have an abortion in America up to 9 months. They don't know how it's done. And one of the things that's important in the movie, I mean, you've seen the movie, is that we have the testimony from the legal abortion doctors, the good abortion doctors, telling how it's done when it's done well. Right. And I can tell you the jury were profoundly shocked by that. And we have the testimony in the movie script verbatim from how it was at the trial. And it's worth hearing. It's not just worth hearing. It's important to know it and to hear it.
And in real life, was the jury makeup similar to what was depicted in the movie?
Yeah, actually, funny enough, we were quite careful about things like that. So, there was an ethnic mix. There was, man, female mix. And we tried to, as much as we could possibly, represent that in the jury. You know, because those details are important, you know. And in fact, what I think is more important than the ethnic mix or the sex of the members of the jury is actually the fact that they were all pro-choice, that none of them were pro-life, and that all of them changed their mind about abortion because they had to listen to the testimony.
Yeah, how could you not? I mean, and this is the thing that was really touching because, of course, as you and I discussed before, Gosnell was in a poor area of Pennsylvania and
Philadelphia.
Exactly. Yep. And so there it is. I mean, the, you know, black poor people were basically his victims. And, and to see, I mean, if somebody had, you know, went in with some sense of prejudice and to witness the reaction that you were careful to depict, here it is. The ethnic mix was such there wasn't, you know, a sense that you had that, well, people didn't care because it was a poor black baby. This was a human being. These were human beings that were being murdered. And I got to tell you, that was, I found that to be quite touching. And it really, I mean, you know, you talk about taking on the abortion issue in this country, but it also, in a way, really, you could say some subtext to it is the racial implication, because you had a mix of jurors there and they were moved because they were seeing the murder of a fellow human being.
Yeah, exactly. In the end, you know, people notice humanity before they notice color. or anything else. And I think, you know, you're exactly right. I mean, most of Gosnell's victims were poor black children, you know. Mm-hmm. And in fact, two women died in the clinic. One was an African-American woman, and the other one was a refugee in the city of Brotherly Love, in a sanctuary city, by the way, the sanctuary city of Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. And no one gave a damn. She was dead and buried, and no one cared until this police officer, Detective Jim Wood, turned up, you know, who's the real hero at the very center of this story. And we were so lucky that Jim came on the set for the movie. He's actually in the movie in a little cameo. Yeah. He just wrote to me this morning. I mean, he's extraordinarily inspirational, very, very humble guy. But he's changed the whole world. He's saved so many lives by putting this guy behind bars. And I think by highlighting this story and for people to hear about this story, I think a lot more lives will be saved. We already know of a case of a bunch of women from a mother's group here in the Central Valley in California who went to see the movie, were so moved that they took their babies and went and prayed outside of a Planned Parenthood clinic. And a girl walking in for an abortion changed her mind. Mm-hmm. And that group have now decided to kind of, you know, shelter that woman with love and comfort and help her through her pregnancy. So we've already saved one life, but I think we've saved a lot more because I'm getting these messages all the time. I mean, and anyone who wants to check this out, go on Twitter and look up Gosnell Movie. Go on the Facebook page and read about the testimony of the people who are watching this movie, who are seeing this movie. And everyone is staying right to the end of the credits. Everyone stays exactly in their place at the very, very end while the credits roll to the very, very end until the screen goes completely black. Mm-hmm. And then people are leaving in kind of in a reverential silence because they've been so profoundly moved. I've had people write and say it's the best movie they've ever seen. And it's life-changing, life-altering. Yes. We had a young woman who saw the film who was pro-choice, who said she's not pro-choice anymore, that the movie has changed her. Another guy, a media expert here in Los Angeles, a very young man, said the movie has single-handedly changed his position. Just through this one thing of watching this movie, he has changed his mind about abortion. A really cool young guy. You know, we're getting these messages all the time. It's a profound movie, and it would be a real shame if people don't see it while it's in the theaters. It should be seen on the big screen.
Yes, without a doubt. And as you say, it is changing hearts. It's transforming people's minds. And that's what the truth does. And you and Phelim, as the producer of Gosnell, the trial of America's most prolific serial killer, and the team that put this all together, this is a finely produced movie. And as Phelim said in our conversation, it's not gory in a gory sense, but it really puts the truth out in front of you. I don't think you can come away from that movie and not be affected and not cause yourself to pause and really consider what we have been doing and what's been perpetrated to over 60 million American citizens.
Yeah, and we've actually, I think by particularizing the story as it was in the trial to the death of baby boy, it becomes very much like Schindler's List. Like the child in the red coat, and you suddenly the humanity of the one child. I make the point, you know, you can break your heart over one child. It's much harder to break your heart over 60 million because it's just hard to get your head around it. Exactly. But when you start to particularize it to the death of this one child, it starts to become very, very real, the carnage and the Holocaust that's happened here. And for anyone listening, they can find out the local listings, by the way, to go to gosnellmovie.com and look at the local listings, find out where it's all near you. And we've had people drive 3 hours to see it. And we've had people who say, you know what, I cannot go because I'm disabled. They're buying tickets online. This lady who lost her grandchild, Russell, she went and bought more tickets, as I said, to memorialize the death of this beautiful baby, who they photographed, who they lovingly took care of after he had died. And she wished that baby boy had had the same. But she wrote the most beautiful letter. At the very end of the letter, we just asked her permission, by the way, to see if we can publish the letter on Facebook. And I hope she will say yes to that. Mm. But as she said, you know, that she thinks that Russell is with baby boy.
Yeah,
Yes,
well, we've got to wrap.
That's my message today.
And you're absolutely precious. And congratulations. Thank you so much for all the hard work to bring Gosnell, the trial of America's most prolific serial killer, to the big screen. And as Anne said, hustle. You've got to see it now before they take it down, right?
And thank you so much. Really appreciate you being supportive of us all along the way.
Absolutely.
We couldn't do it without you.
Yeah, God bless you, Anne. Take care.
God bless. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans.
take so pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
In these